Thank you, Dominic. First of all, let me just say, I thought I'd be sitting in the bleachers not asking questions. That's why I don't have a jacket and tie, and I don't look...
You look good anywhere you come, sir, Congressman.
Thank you. First of all, thank you two guys for doing this. This is great. This is what New York needs, and I commend the two of you for doing it. My question, you can decide who goes first, is what are you going to do with the homeless short-term and long-term? I mean, the streets of New York, there's homeless everywhere. I have a son living in New York. He barely saw homeless people until about a year ago. Now he's walking around them, stepping over them. Obviously, they need help, but so too do the people living in New York. So short-term, how would you get homeless people off the streets? Long-term, how would you treat them? Thank you.
You can go first, Curtis.
Well, I've been dealing with homeless people for years as part of the outreach of our street and our subway patrols. De Blasio has placed 80 shelters within communities with no transparency, where they had nothing to say overnight about who would be placed in a shelter and where it would exist. That has to stop. There's more than enough shelters. We have a problem now that there are 13,000, mostly single able-bodied men, some women, who are housed in hotels, especially if you look at Hell's Kitchen, Midtown, Times Square, Chelsea, all these areas, that when the city opens up, we're going to need that space for tourists. Those men and women have to be removed and placed back in the shelters, but they need services. They have alcohol problems. They have drug addiction problems. Many of them have emotional issues. Governor Cuomo, when he came into office, there were 30,000 psychiatric beds. It's now down to 3,000. Mayor de Blasio closed many of the beds in municipal hospitals for those who need mental health care. I can't separate the two, the emotionally disturbed and the homeless. They will be cared for by me as I have cared for them as leader with the Guardian Angels. And most importantly, we're going to get them back on track so they can take care of themselves, get rid of their addictions, and live a life in which they can enjoy all the freedoms that we do.
My response to this homeless situation is one of change, of real change. We spend billions of dollars recycling and moving these homeless people in and out of communities, in and out of shelters. They don't feel safe in shelters. They're human beings. A lot of them have children that are homeless. They move the homeless into communities where people in that community don't want them. So it makes them feel even worse being in a place that they're not wanted. But they don't want to be there either because they know they're not wanted. So it's a bad situation for both parties. What I would do is common sense. Look at our industrial parks. In the Bronx, in Brooklyn, in Queens, and in Staten Island, we have huge industrial parks where no one lives. You take the billions of dollars that we're spending every year and you build affordable housing for them with mental health facilities in there and food banks in there. And then you get mass transit to go by there to take those that work to and from work. And that's what I would do.
Okay. You have the final rebuttal on this question.
Dominic, there are a whole group of men and women who work in these shelters, and I've met many of them over the years. They are unrecognized. They get assaulted. They are not permitted to put hands on, even to defend themselves. They have to deal with men and women, especially in the MICA shelters where you have the emotionally disturbed, who are completely in lack of control of their mental and physical faculties. I am going to not only celebrate these men and women, I'm going to put them on a pedestal. They're going to be awarded for the service that they're giving in a place where nobody wants to go, the shelters of New York City, to see how our tax dollars are being spent.